Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast in this very very special month, and I hope you all are taking care of yourself. Well, this episode is dedicated to International Yoga Day. I know that this month we are celebrating the issues related to the environment, but why I've taken the topic of yoga today? For that, you have to listen to me. You have to understand what I want to say. Well, health is something which is more precious than wealth. Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live. I didn't say this. Jim Rohn, an American entrepreneur, said this very correctly. And these days, we are hardly getting time to take care of our health, which is indeed a real wealth. We are forgetting that if we will lose our health, we will not be able to perform any of our duties well, isn't it? So why are we ignoring it? Do you know the reason, the exact reason behind this? The exact reason is the lust, which is the real cause of such kind of ignorance on our part. That is wrong. Why are you running after the material holistic things of life? Well, our environment is affecting only one thing, and that is the health. So that is why I'm taking today the topic of yoga day. Yes, the topic of health, which is the main concern for all of us, right? We all know that on June 21, International Yoga Day is celebrated, and it celebrates the physical and the spiritual prowess that the yoga has brought to the world stage. While it is an important source of exercise and healthy activity, millions join in and practice on a daily basis. For many, these routines are the way to connect the body, mind and soul in the way that has existed for centuries. Well, this is just few lines about this day, but I'm not emphasizing today about the physical yoga. Today I will be talking about a very special yoga, and I want to draw your attention towards it, and that yoga is Dhyan Yoga. Yes, I'm getting philosophical today, but it's the reality. It's the truth. We cannot deny this, right? Dhyan Yoga is a term which is used for the seventh anga in the eighth step yoga practice of sage Patanjali. This state is penultimate to samadhi or absorption. Unfortunately, the word dhyan is usually translated as meditation, implying the state of abiding calm. So we have to understand that dhyan yoga is a very important practice. Well, you have to keep your mind at peace. You have to forget all your worries just by closing your eyes. Practice it, and then you will find that yes, it is very very beneficial. Let us understand the benefits of this Dhyan Yoga. It benefits in many ways. Meditation is the most important component of yoga practice. So in this we meditate, and when we are meditating, we are actually understanding the reality of life, that one day we have to go where we have to absorb in the supreme reality, the supreme being. Yes, our soul will merge into the ultimate soul, and that is Param Brahma, that is the Lord, right? So the meditation practice starts from this. Next important benefit of this yoga is that it helps the practitioner to eliminate the negative emotions like fear, anger, depression, anxiety, and to develop the positive emotions. Hardly we are thinking in this way, and we are always in some kind of fear, anger, or depression, or anxiety, and we are not knowing this. We are unaware of this. Have you ever seen someone shouting? Well, we all have seen every person around us shouting. Understand that person is weak from inside. That person needs help. There is some kind of stress which is dwelling inside the person. So that person needs help. And for that, you have to advise that person. You have to be a friend to that person so that that person can actually eliminate such negative emotions. And the most important one is anger. If you are able to control the anger, you can actually do anything, right? Then the third important benefit of this yoga is that it keeps the mind calm and quiet. Last but not the least, it increases concentration, memory, clarity of thought, and the willpower. So dear all, yoga practices are many, but Dhyan Yoga is something I admire most. Well, I have also learned yoga, and during my yoga classes I have practiced many kind of yogas. Yes, yoga asanas. But Dhyan Yoga is something which I really want to continue with, and I want all of you to continue practicing this yoga in your life. There are four pillars of yoga, and today we have to understand that. First is asana, then pranayam, then meditation and diet. And I am focusing totally on meditation. Everything else will follow it. If your mind is calm, you can actually do what you want. Your body will be fit if your mind is fit. So it's time to take care of your body with a calm mind and celebrate every day as a yoga day. Take care of your health. That is your real wealth. And most importantly, stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself, and bye-bye.